presents Clement Freud, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, and Kenneth Williams in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, and welcome to Just a Minute. And I'm sad to have to say this is the last particular game in this series of Just a Minute. We've now come to number 26 once more, and we welcome back our four regular competitors of the game, so we're looking for an exciting and keen contest to wind up this year's series. And as usual, they will try and talk for just a minute on the subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is in front of me. And we'll begin the show, the last program, and this is with Kenneth Williams. Who better? Who better to begin with at any time? But Kenneth, the subject is my dignity. So will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
It was gravely impaired quite recently in a vast London department store, which I shall not name in view of the BBC charter.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of B.
Yes, that is a correct challenge. So, Derek, Kenneth Williams...
It's not a correct challenge. You're talking about BBC. How else can you say it?
British Broadcasting Corporation.
British Broadcasting Corporation.
Rubbish. That's not repetition to say BBC.
Well, I don't know what is more repetitious than BB.
Don't be ridiculous. The repetition of a letter. Repetition of a letter. Are you with me?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The audience are certainly with you.
Of course they are, but they know it was totally unfair to be told to say BBB.
And I must say...
It's repetition, it's ridiculous.
Kenneth, you did repeat, and that is not permitted in the rules of Just a Minute, so I must be fair to Derek Nimmo and tell him he has a correct challenge. So he gets a point. And our charming audience are showing that they're as partisan as usual when Kenneth Williams plays up to them. But I must stick to the rules as far as I possibly can. And Derek Nimmo, you have the subject, and there are 47 seconds. My dignity, starting now.
My dignity was recently gravely impaired when I visited the Automobile Association, which is commonly known as the AA. Back to Kenneth.
No, never. I couldn't do it. I'm not capable of challenging on those petty issues. I'm too big a persona for that.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, I
hesitation. Actually, absolutely, yes. Right. It's a long time since he spoke.
I would like Derek to go on with it because I want to hear about him joining Alcoholics Anonymous.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. As Derek was generously trying to give it back to Kenneth, we stop the clock and we won't score any points. Leave it with Derek and tell you the 34 seconds, Derek, my dignity, starting now.
Oh, good boy. Well, my dignity, gosh gracious me. I was standing in St. George's Cathedral in Hamburg one day, and the man came up to me, smacked me straight across the face, and said that you have no dignity. But he said it in German, which sounded very unpleasant at the time. And as I was sitting on the floor, I got up very quick and rushed to one of the yeomen of the guard.
Jones's challenge.
He said he was standing in the cathedral. And then
got knocked down.
No, but you did say then, as I was sitting on the floor.
Well, I was
not
knocked
as a result.
Down.
Yes, I know, but you didn't say
you
as a result of the knock.
You have to do the bit in between, do you? Yes, I see, yes.
Peter Jones, you have the subject. There are 19 seconds. My dignity is starting now.
Well, any tourist who may be thinking of going to Hamburg and visiting the cathedral there will deserve...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, I mean, this is all about the cathedral at Hamburg. It's nothing to do with my dignity, is it? I mean, it's deviation.
No. Derek did establish how his dignity was insulted.
No, it's not Derek that's speaking. We're now to
I know.
He's a great fool. He's illiterate as well as being an idiot. Supposed to be ill. Look at him. He's white as a sheet. I fetch him a tonic or something. Drop a port wine or something. Bring him round.
Kenneth, contain yourself. Still with Peter Jones to continue on my dignity starting now.
I don't really, honestly, truthfully think of dignity as something that one should prize very highly. Because, after all, pride has got a great deal to do with it. One's position in life is it...
So... Well, because of all the interruptions and the shenanigans of Kenneth and others, that was rather a long first round. And the whistle told us that 60 seconds was up as usual, and whoever speaks at that moment, as you know, gets an extra point, and it was Peter Jones, who has a strong lead at the end of the first round. The next round, the subject is mead, and Clement Freud, will you begin 60 seconds, starting now?
Mead.
Peter Jones challenged.
Hesitation.
I think you're right. Yes, because actually 3 seconds had gone, so it must be hesitation.
I thought he died for a minute.
Well, I can honestly say if 3 seconds went, I was asleep.
Yeah. Well, the audience...
I hope you're refreshed now.
A short rest.
Yes.
Oh, and good evening.
Yes. So, Clement Freud has come back from the back benches and to life, and he's lost the subject. And Peter Jones has gained another point. And there are 57 seconds for mead, Peter, starting now.
Mead in Cornwall is known as the honeymoon drink. Whether or not it is an aphrodisiac, I'm in no position to judge. But I believe honeymoon couples are persuaded.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of honeymoon.
No, he said honey before. Not honeymoon. The honey drink. Definitely he said that.
In spite honeymoon of... couples, the honeymoon drink.
He said a honey drink. Well, all right, I will...
I think one of us ought to leave.
Shall we put and it I'm... to the audience which one?
As you've just been asleep...
And I'm staying.
Right. And as I'm always prepared to admit if I make a mistake, and the audience seem to think that I have, I will bow to their superior judgment and tell you that Clement Freud gets a point for a great challenge. And he takes over the subject of mead again, having not spoken on it yet. Work that one out, but it is accurate. And there are 47 seconds, mead, starting now.
The first girl I ever met had a slight cold and said to me, "Meet me at the public baths." And I never realized until many years later that mead was nothing other than a drink of...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation. Nothing other.
Yes,
there.
I think he was slowly sort of dragging to a halt.
Nodding off again, I think.
There's no hesitation.
Definitely. I'm sorry, Clement. There are 34 seconds with you, Derek, on mead, starting now.
I once went to the mead ceremony at Yant in Oxfordshire, at Westmead and Pixie Mead. They have these 13 balls. It goes back to the 11th century. Very interesting, actually. They...
Clement Freud.
Could you name the 13 balls?
Yes. What's that got to do with just a minute?
Oh, past the time.
Clement Freud, we know you've been asleep twice, but do realise you are playing just a minute. You're not in the House of Commons.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there are 5 balls playing this game.
Balls.
A ball.
Yes, you need to listen a bit better than me.
You don't speak clearly, do you?
There are 26 seconds for Derek Nimmer to continue with the subject of mead, starting now.
It takes place every St. Peter's Day at the Grape Inn, and that accounts for the ploughing and grazing rites for the year. Of course, the drink itself I like very much. When one has a nice platter of food in front of one, a glass of mead in one's hand, you swig it down the throat and you feel a wonderful sense of well-being, and otherwise you feel rather... But I won't say that. But it's...
That you feel.
Yes, that's right, Kenneth. There are 4 seconds left for mead with you, Kenneth, starting now.
I was asked to have a drop by my agent, and I said, "I need someone to handle me." And he said, "You're fine with me, that's better with a drop of mead."
Well, Kenneth Williams then was speaking as the whistle went. He got that extra point. He's one ahead of Clement Freud, one behind Derek Nimmo, and Peter Jones is still in the lead. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is rose, and will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
A rose beyond compare. Every year when I visit the Chelsea Flower Show, the Royal Hospital grounds at Ranelagh, I go into the tent and see these beautiful roses with names like Passion and Delight.
Clement Freud.
Did you say Ranelagh?
Ranelagh.
Yes, he did. So
that's
what's wrong with
where
that?
The Chelsea Hospital grounds are.
It is.
isn't it?
No.
What is it, then? I thought they were in Chelsea.
What are they called, then? They're... What did you say?
Well, isn't that at the bottom, the park called Rambert Gardens?
No. They're in the grounds of Chelsea Hospital.
No, the bottom part. The park is where they are, actually.
That's good.
What's it called?
But I've never bothered to ask, am I in the Chelsea Hospital or am I in the Rambler?
Not in the Chelsea Hospital grounds, it's the park at the bottom, which I thought was Rambler Gardens.
I will put it to the audience.
Yes, then.
They don't know either, so we'll... there's a lady there who knows. What is it, lady? Is he right?
Yes.
Well, good luck to you, darling. I'm glad you came. You obviously visit the Chelsea Hospital regularly.
His mother. Yes. Derek's mother. She's a plant.
And her name is Rose. A sprightly little Rose there. All right, so Derek, you keep the subject and there are 46 seconds on Rose starting now.
Passion flower. Succulent bee, Lady Chamberlain, Potty's Choice, Green Sou'wester.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Potty's Choice is not the name of a rose.
No. What is it? No, it's Green Sou'wester. No.
It isn't? Oh, well, I don't know about that. I know Potty's is.
No, Potty's Choice definitely isn't. There are 36...
Potty's Choice, though. I thought it had a flavour.
It had a flavour, but it was the wrong flavour. It was an infantile game. It was not a rose. There are 36 seconds on Rose with you. Peter, starting now.
The rose I like best is the one at the end of the spout of the watering can. It's metal. It lasts much longer than these things that are growing on the end of stalks. And one can use it to...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of can.
Yes, you've got to can.
Three-letter word.
Yes, but you use it as a verb and as a noun, and
exactly. I showed the variations possible.
But you didn't illustrate that as you did it. No, I'm sorry. The rules adjustment are you cannot repeat the word, which you did, unfortunately. So Derek gets Rose back, and there are 22 seconds left, starting now.
Cod's Rose are a particular favourite of mine. And also, I look at the audience tonight, I can also see Rose of apparently similar...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of also.
Oh, well, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, nothing also.
Yes, you did say also at the beginning and also just then. So, going to...
Oh. Well, I'd never understand.
So, Clement Freud's mother's in front as well. But as he repeated the word, it is a correct challenge, and Clement, you have now 14 seconds to talk about Rose, starting now.
There's a saying which goes, a rose by any other name smells just as sweet. And we had a woman by that who worked for us who smelled absolutely terrible.
William's challenge.
We had a woman by that. I don't understand deviation. I would have thought we had a woman by that.
By that name.
Oh,
the same name.
We had a woman.
I thought you were challenging on two smells.
But to have a woman by that has a totally different connotation, I suppose.
Yes.
I had said doesn't name make... previously.
Well, then you should have been more inventive and thought of something else, shouldn't you, rather?
Well, you
so
could have challenged.
You are challenging on deviation of grammar, Kenneth.
No, he wasn't.
And you have 4 seconds to continue with the subject of Rose. Not continue, take over the subject of Rose, starting now.
I rose in the early morn, making forth clarity in the milode, and to have that very quick.
Well, it seems to be pretty level pegging score-wise in this week's Just a Minute. Derek Nimmo's now in the lead with Peter Jones, and Kenneth's a little behind, and Clement Freud, for once, is in fourth place. Peter, will you begin the next round? The subject is success. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Success has nothing to do with the acclaim of the public or even the critics. It is something that one feels very occasionally inside one's own heart, if one listens very carefully.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Oh, 2-1 and another one. And
I know,
goes,
but
me
it was such a true
saying. You would need a cardiograph.
Well, what?
Sir? You would need a cardiograph to listen to your own heart.
But what he said had a ring of truth, which I heartily endorse. But it was a repetition of one, unfortunately, and they're challenging on rather tough challenges this week, Peter. So Derek gets the subject, and there are 46 seconds. Success starting now.
Success is something which has always eluded me, particularly now
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
The deviation is not eluding him at all. He's a very successful actor indeed.
Very successful in many ways. Successful actor, successful talker, successful entrepreneur.
Can't lose on that, can you?
Ah, but Derek just has lost on it. Because Kenneth got in with a correct challenge, and there are 43 seconds left. Success starting now.
My success came when my manager said to me there'll be no strings attached and drew up a marvellous contract. Apropos my professional career, because I'd said to him...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Not true. What the manager... It's already been established. The manager said, I'll offer you a glass of mead if I can handle you.
Another place.
Yes, that was another place.
It wasn't.
After they'd drawn up the contract, he actually said, I will now offer you a glass of mead.
I'm so sorry. I thought I'd listened rather well. But
you did listen extremely well. You were correct in what you said, but
I know
not
most
a correct
things. You know about the lady with the Frankfurters and Great Portland Street and all those things. I thought I did know the history of the signing of the contract after 11 years by now. But perhaps I did get it rather wrong. And I would like to withdraw that challenge. And
thank
I do
you
beg
very
your
much, Pierre. Very sweet of you, my dear.
You have an incorrect challenge, so Kenneth gets another point, and there are 27 seconds. Success, Kenneth, starting now.
It came with this early engagement where I was...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of Kane. He came twice. Success came to me.
Success came to you right at the beginning. I'm sorry, that is true, Kenneth. So on this occasion, Derek has a correct challenge. There are 24 seconds for success, Derek, starting now.
I do admire successful people. Look at Nicholas Parsons. When one gazes at that wonderfully benign, intelligent, broad-minded man, you think, gosh, if I had the same success as he, where would I be in life? And I'm sure you ask yourself much the same question. And there one would be able to confront...
Kevin Freud, a challenge.
Hesitation.
No, I was enjoying it. Actually, quite frankly, I was mystified. Derek Nimmo is now paying me compliments. Derek, are you feeling all right? When you start paying me compliments, that's when I worry about
you. You should let me go on a bit, mate.
Well, as I am always fair in this game, and I've decided that you were not hesitating, you have 3.5 minutes to continue with success, starting now.
The success of Mr. Clement Freud is one of the great mysteries of life, I find, because...
Well, Kenneth, I'm sorry, Derek Nimmo said quite a lot in that round, had some incorrect challenges against him, gained some points, including one for speaking as the whistle went. He's now in a strong lead. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject that Ian Messer has thought up for you is Samuel Crompton. Knowing your proclivity, to use your words, for history, will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
A brilliant man who, through the invention of a spinning machine which could make a fine fibre, he was done out of what was rightfully his by his ignorance of the patenting methods which other people grabbed, and therefore he ended up poverty-stricken and only the good, gracious hand of a few nice people who secured for him a sum, I am reliably informed, was 5,000 nicker. Then he went back to Bolton broken-hearted, which is a great shame, because he was, in the early stages, a fiddler. He played the violin, you know, in the orchestra pit at the aforementioned town in the Midlands, and was...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation. Bolton is not in the Midlands.
No, I'm afraid it's in the north of England.
Oh, I thought it was the Midlands.
I'm afraid the people...
Well, if it wants to get to the Midlands, it'll have to get a bolt on, won't it?
So, Kenneth, very bad luck, because you kept going for... Kenneth, you kept going for 57 minutes on the subject that was chosen for you. And Clement Freud has now...
They're all shouting at you for saying minutes. You're supposed to say seconds.
I just want to see if they're awake.
They aren't.
57 seconds, you're quite right. And there are 3 seconds left for Clement Freud to tell us something about Samuel Crompton, starting now.
There was quite recently a Samuel Crompton exhibition.
So, Clement Freud, with the challenge and speaking as the whistle went, has now crept up and is equal in second place with Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams. Derek Nemo still our leader. Clement, will you begin the next round, the subject champions, and will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
A champion, I suppose, is anyone who does what he performs better than anyone else at the same thing, if you follow my meaning. And there is published annually the Guinness Book of Records, which lists champions of such amazingly unusual occupations as propelling a champagne cork a maximum distance from its bottle, which you do, quite simply, by heating the container of glass, and obviously the hotter it is, the further will the bouchon fly. I myself figure in this volume because on an unhappy occasion in Nottingham, I was persuaded to make omelettes, of which I produced 123 when the eggs ran out. And if you look at the relevant page in the literary work
Derek Nemo
edited by...
Yes, because he couldn't think of another way to say the Guinness Book of Records. So, Derek, you got in there, and there are 6 seconds left for...
It was a short hesitation, wasn't it? It wasn't...
It was
a
hesitation.
Frankly, what people were walking out over there.
Champions, it's with you now, Derek. 6 seconds, starting now.
James Hunt, old Wellingtonian, living at Belmont and Surrey. How proud we all are of him, the wonderful achievement that he's had this last year. I'm sure 6 seconds. Nice.
So Derek Nimmo got that extra point. He's increased his lead, and he's going to begin the next round. This is the last show in the present series, I said at the beginning of the show, and so we've got a very apt subject, When We Meet Again, which we all ardently hope. So will you talk on the subject, Derek, in just a minute, starting now?
When we meet again. Gosh, it can't be for at least 6 months, I suppose. With any luck, I hope perhaps we might never meet some of the people in this team ever again, but I suppose it could happen. But then, when we do confront one another, we'll have all the same boring things to say. We've been chatting to one another for the last 11 years.
And Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Deviation. He has maintained that we have boring things to say. Me, boring? I mean, wasteful allegation I've ever heard. Everybody knows I am the spirit, the party spirit. People say to me, you're the life and soul. I mean, they all think I'm the most diverting, original, brilliant, energetic creature that ever walked across a stage. And here he is, sitting there saying, we're going to have the same old boring rubbish. I mean...
Well, I must say, that is the first time... That's the first time I've heard anybody promote himself and get a round of applause for it. So by that, do I assume that you mean that Kenneth Williams... I'm sorry, it's my cold. Kenneth Williams' challenge is correct and he should have the subject.
Yes!
Kenneth, will you tell us something about When We Meet Again in... and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
When we meet again, the spirit of... I meant to say joie de vivre, and then I thought of Bonnet over the windmill, and it came out as bois. And then I thought, I can't make it bois de ballon. I'm dying to.
So, Clement Freud challenge.
I understand my predicament.
Yes, oh. Yes.
We often... I was ejaculating like mad there.
Clement, what is your challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, there are a lot of other things as well. But... So this may be the last round, so it looks as if we're going to hear from all four of our worthy panellists, and there are 33 seconds left for When We Meet Again, Clement, starting now.
When we meet again, there's every likelihood that each of us will be wearing the same awful, boring clothes which we now have on, because if ever there was sartorially a shoddy show, this one has got to be it, with the occasional departure from total inelegance.
Jones has challenged.
Well, I can't allow him to drone on like this because he's committing professional suicide by advertising. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it's boring. They've been enjoying it.
And a lot of people know that there are some very well-dressed people on this program, including yourself and Derek Nimmo, and we're not going to mention anybody else. We're going to hear from you, which is very nice, Peter. So we've heard from everybody in the last round. There are 14 seconds when we meet again, starting now.
Well, I only hope that we shall be given more interesting subjects. I'd like to talk about Marcel Proust and his later years, for instance, and not have this subject given to Kenneth Williams.
I would. Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of subject. But we haven't heard from Ian Messiter, perhaps.
Well, Ian Messiter, there are 2 seconds left. Will you take over the subject now of when we meet again, as starting now?
I'm very glad you've asked me to talk about when we'll meet again, because time's up.
So, Ian Messiter gets a point for speaking when the whistle went. And at the end of that round, which is also the end of the contest, I will now give you the final score. Ian Messiter gained 1 point. He finishes in 5th place. He's never spoken before in the game, and he's not likely to do it again. 3 seconds he kept going, so we must applaud him for his arduous attempts. I would obviously like to hear more from you, Ian. Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams finished in 3rd place in this particular programme, 2 points behind Clement Freud, who made a last finale flourish but failed to catch up the leader, who kept his lead to the end and finishes up as our winner, Derek Nimmo. If I haven't mentioned it enough already, this is the end of this particular series of Just a Minute, so I'm sure each one of our 4 regular panelists would like to briefly say goodbye. So, first of all, Kenneth, would you like to say...
Bye-bye, and thank you ever so much. It's been really wonderful for you to have me.
Clement Freud?
With which sentiment I would like to... I would like to associate myself.
You would. Peter Jones?
I'll say bye ditto in case somebody buzzes and loses me a repetition.
And Derek Nimmo?
Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.